As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, all throughout the week, we have gone through the best and the worst individual and round-by-round selections in the history of the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to the draft. Now, I wanted to throw it over and say, what about the best class in Dallas Cowboys draft history?
I love this, all right, dude. I love it, man. Because they've had some very successful drafts. I mean, if you get a franchise quarterback and a rookie of the year candidate running back,
yeah,
like in the same draft, that's a pretty damn good draft.
So I was going to throw that out there for 2016. Zeke, Jalen Smith, Malik Collins, Dak Prescott, Anthony Brown. Does that do anything for you? There are some really loaded draft classes in this franchise's history.
People hate Dak. They hate Zeke. That's fine. That year,
oh my God, that team was awesome.
That was a special team.
Can I tell you this? Like, I know things have changed in the subsequent 8 to 9 years. And like Corey just said, kind of soured on it. I thought in 2016, I really thought that we were putting the NFL on notice. And like, even though the Cowboys lost, I thought like with Zeke and Dak, they were a force to be reckoned with going forward.
Yeah. And then the next year they got Taco.
Yeah.
So things didn't quite go. That one was a very good draft. I think 2020 was a pretty dadgum good draft with your first top two. But, Kevin, there have been other drafts where True. The Cowboys have delivered more than just two players.
Exactly. Now, let me throw out. This one is kind of headed up by two players, but these are two heck of a players. 1977, Tony Hill and Tony Dorsett were part of your class. I know you love some Tony Dorsett.
So and Tony Hill.
Exactly.
We love Tony Hill, dude.
Now, let's start amping it up. We got some big time draft classes here. 1991. You had the top overall pick, Russell Maryland. You also got Alvin Harper, Dixon Edwards, Godfrey Miles, Eric Williams, Leon Lett, and Larry Brown.
Look how many misses there were in that draft, though. You know, like there were. Yeah. You had how many? 12? No. How many different picks do you have in that? It looks like 30 picks. You had a ton of picks in this draft. You still had misses, but you did deliver with Maryland, Harper, Dixon Edwards, Miles, Eric Williams. Like you just named
Leon Lett and Larry Brown.
Yeah, Leon Lett that late and Larry Brown in the 12th round. You delivered with that because you had a lot of darts. You had as many as you needed in order to build a team. And that's another thing too. You got that many picks, Kevin. And your scouting department is salivating at the draft when they're so excited about work on those days.
Now I'm going to go a little further back. 1975. So that group had 12 players, hence the Dirty Dozen. that were active and were part of the Cowboys that made it to that Super Bowl. They didn't lose that Super Bowl, but they were part of the team that made it to the Super Bowl. Thomas Henderson, Pat Donovan, and Herbert Scott, but it was led by number two overall pick, the manster, Randy White, who made it into the Hall of Fame in 1994.
That's pretty impressive right there. To have Randy White on the ledger is pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you want to go back a little bit more modern?
Yeah, I was looking at the Michael Irvin draft.
Ooh, hold that thought. Okay. We're going to get, go ahead and tell me Michael Irvin draft.
That's a little top heavy with the first two picks and Michael Irvin and Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody appreciates Ken Norton Jr. as much as they should. I know I do. And if you talk to Mickey will tell you about a time that his bicep did the Dean Palmer and rolled up and they said, tape it back so I can finish the game. But I think that's a pretty significant draft for the timing purpose of that set off the next, you know, the next era of what the Cowboys were going to be.
Okay, let me ask you 88 versus 89 then.
Okay.
So 89 had, of course, Aikman, Moose, Stepnoski.
Oh, you also had Chad Hennings in 88.
Oh, that is a good pick. So you want 88 or 89? 89 had Aikman, Moose, Stepnoski, and Tony Tolbert.
I'll put 89 as the one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. Those are two guys, one Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy that we all think, like, in our hearts should be in the Hall of Fame in Daryl Johnston, and then Tony Tolbert, who, again, I said this yesterday, you couldn't have done what you did without him. That's just guys on that team have told me that. So.
Yeah. Now, let's go more modern.
Ken Norton Jr. was not in Fight Club. Fight Club.
Is that a...
I think it was Edward Norton.
Oh. I was like, is that a theory going around that I don't know? No, it
was Edward Norton was the actor.
Understood. 2005. DeMarcus Ware. Marcus Spears. Kevin Burnett. Marion Barber. Chris Canty. Jay Ratliff. That is a heck of a deep class right there.
It absolutely is. And it's unfortunate that they didn't live up. Like that, the teams didn't live up because that was a talented bunch. And a lot of those guys, I mean, Chris Canty went on to win a Super Bowl with somebody else. DeMarcus Ware went on to win a Super Bowl with somebody else. That team was, I mean, Kevin Burnett was a stud out of Tennessee. Injuries were a problem, and they've continued to do that. But like that dude was a stud with some speed. That was a really good draft. I like that one.
Now,
that was the first year, Kevin, I believe I started working at the Cowboys website.
Oh, okay.
I think that was because I remember like being talking to Kevin Burnett and getting conversations with him.
From the 817, the Lamb Diggs draft was the best. From the 817, the best draft was the one they got Troy. From the 214, give me the Randy White draft. Okay, I hear you all. But save the best for last. And I will argue one of the greatest draft classes in the history of NFL football.
Really?
You can judge for yourself if you think that's hyperbole or not. I take you to 1964. You knew it had to be an old one. In 1964, the Dallas Cowboys drafted Mel Renfro and Bullet Bob Hayes and Roger Staubach all in the same draft.
Jeez, dude.
So,
wow. Look,
I know that's incredible. And again, we talked about this yesterday. I realized that Staubach wouldn't come around for 4 or 5 years, but he's Captain America. A lot of people believe he's the greatest player in the history of the Cowboys. Bullet Bob Hayes changed the game with his speed. And then Mel Renfro,
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Made this Pro Bowl in his first 10 years in the league.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It's got to be that one, right?
I like that one a lot. I will pitch 2014, Kevin.
Okay.
Two Super Bowl champions in the 2014 draft. Zach Martin, ooh, DeMarcus Lawrence, Anthony Hitchens, and Terrence Mitchell. Anthony Hitchens and Terrence Mitchell.
Is Terrence Mitchell the guy who didn't want to tackle?
Both won Super Bowls with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
But they are Super Bowl champions and the Cowboys drafted
them. Who's the
And you say Zach Martin might be the greatest player of all time.
I think you could make an argument that Zach Martin is the greatest Dallas Cowboys player of all time. I'm not saying he is.
You still think it's like him and Larry Allen conversation?
Probably.
And they play the same spot. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
And like, if you like, I remember when we did this like on the fan like 10 years ago, he had like all time ranking of the Cowboys.
That was awesome.
And I think the triplets went 1, 2, 3. And quite frankly, I think that's absurd.
You're absurd.
I think Larry Allen not being in the top three is absurd. Like, I think Larry Allen is better at what he did than Aikman and Michael Irvin.
Yeah, and those guys, they don't get the credit they deserve. Like, that's just just the way it is.
And I don't mean that as a knock against those two. They're all, like, worthy Hall of Famers. But I think Larry Allen is that next level above, along with Bob Lilly, along with maybe Emmett, and now maybe Zach Martin. But the 1964 class of Staubach, Renfro, and Bullet Bob Hayes is truly unfrickin' believable.
I really, honestly, Kevin, I thought the Micah Parsons draft was going to be special.
Yeah.
Because Micah Parsons turned into a special player.
Sure.
We had our questions about Kelvin Joseph. Everybody did coming Boss out of the draft. We already had. Yeah, we all had. But what we were seeing and what we were told was the dude can play and has some toughness about him. We learned that that's true. But I was excited about Osa. I was excited about Jabril Cox. I was excited about
Jabril Cox.
Simi Fehoko and Quentin Bohanna, because you know me, I still wanted big size in the middle of the defensive line, and Quentin Bohanna was that. So I was really excited about that. What you eventually got was Micah Parsons, Osa, Golston, who they moved on from, and Mukwamu. Yeah. Like that ultimately became the group out of that draft, and it wasn't as good as Micah is. The rest of it isn't enough to carry. That being said, Osa did sign his second contract, and not for no reason.
Yeah, no, absolutely. From the 817, look up the Steelers 74 draft. That might be the best ever, but I like this. But that person likes the Steelers. Almost fell into that trap. I will go check that out. I have no doubt that the Steelers had some amazing drafts, but that is tremendous.
Somebody, I would do, what was that, 1964?
1974. 1964 for the Cowboys, 1974 for the Steelers.
All right, so let's go see the 1974 draftees. Lynn Swann. He good?
Overrated.
Jack Lambert.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
John Stallworth.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
Mike Webster.
Okay, he's pretty damn good.
So those are four Hall of Famers.
Okay.
I don't think Lynn Swann belonged in there before Drew Pearson.
I mean, but that's I get it. That's
for 5,000 yards receiving in his career.
I know it's different, but okay. I'll concede. That is
pretty damn good.
That doesn't even include
Charles Davis, Tommy Riemann, Rich Dreischel, Jim Wolf, Jimmy Allen. Like, those are some other names that stand out.
All right. You know, maybe 1964 Cowboys was the second best draft of all time. Now, speaking of drafts, I thought this was really fascinating. The Fox Sports expansion draft for the NFL. Now, this is saying that every team has the same pick that they have right now, but every player in the league is available to be drafted.
Okay.
All right. How would your top five shake out?
Top five players and drafting.
No team has any players now.
I mean, if it's drafting, they're drafting quarterbacks first.
Okay.
What would be your order? Mahomes is probably one.
Yep.
Josh Allen's probably two.
That's what Fox says.
Is Fox?
Fox. So it could be.
I feel like
more conservative answers. I get what you're
saying. Yeah, I want to say Lamar Jackson there, but I feel
that is correct.
And then is Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow's four.
So I don't know where I land on five, but I feel like maybe Tyreek or Justin Jefferson worked their way into the conversation.
There is not a non-quarterback taken until pick 13.
Okay, so this is basically a rank the quarterbacks.
Kind of.
According to Fox and Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is number five. I have to admit, I'm a little surprised by that.
The hype train on Jaden Daniels this season is going to be off the charts.
And he deserves it, for sure.
He might not deserve the other things that come along with that because the other side of it happens too. And that might happen to him this year. And then you're like, well, hold on. We thought this of you, CJ Stroud. Oh, we thought you were this. And then you were you're actually this. But he played very well last year.
So then from there it goes Herbert, Hurts, Stroud, Goff, and Jordan Love. So Jordan Love is number 10. And this is where some people might start to get bent out of shape. Baker Mayfield goes 11. Caleb Williams goes to 12, which interestingly would be the Dallas Cowboys pick. And it's not until 13 that you get the first non-quarterback drafted. Who's the first non-quarterback to go in the expansion draft? Feel free if you have your own guess, Alex.
Defense or offense?
Ooh, I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because it's not special teams, I'll tell you that.
That was my question to you guys off air yesterday was, you're building a team. Do you want to build it elite defense or offense? And a lot of people said defense. You said offense. And I went, and in my brain as I was driving home, I was like, and the Cowboys went special teams. They went with Brian Anger. And anyway, I can't decide between Jefferson and Barkley.
Steve DeBerg.
Okay. It's not Steve DeBerg.
I'll go. out of ideas after that. That is tough. I'd probably go Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson goes at pick 15.
Okay.
At 13, Myles Garrett. Now, here's where it gets kind of spicy and kind of interesting. So, Myles Garrett, 13, followed by Dak.
I'm sorry, what?
14. So they have Dak as...
Dak's that low? Are you kidding me?
I mean, you knew that. I gave you all the other picks. They have him as the 13th best quarterback. But yeah, so it goes...
Yeah, move on.
Myles Garrett. Okay. It goes Myles Garrett, Dak, Justin Jefferson, Micah Parsons is at 16, Jamar Chase, Tristan Wirfs, Drake May, and CeeDee Lamb round out the top 20. Corey looks sad about something.
Well, we just had Brian Ray on.
Oh, no, is Robertson out?
He said some things to us. One of them was, when I see certain guys on the ice, I just saw a post that said Miro Heiskanen and Nils Lundqvist are on the ice before practice in Frisco. And didn't he say on the ice in practice is whenever he'll get excited about that? So, but he's on the ice.
Okay.
So that's a positive thing right now. So we'll see the next step on that. We'll keep an eye out on the practice regimen of the Dallas Stars.
Their regime.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. So hopefully we're hoping.
That was a fun segment. I enjoyed that segment, dude.
Good, I hope you did too.
Tolos.
And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.